Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg 30, Pretoria 32, Mafeking 34. In marking World AIDS Day, Deputy President Paul Mashatile, in his capacity as chairperson of the South African National AIDS Council, will lead the country's World AIDS Day event at the Sisadukashi Stadium in the Eastern Cape today. The Treatment Action Campaign marched to the stadium earlier today and handed over a memorandum of demands to Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi. TAC chairperson Sibongile Chabalala.
The Treatment Action Campaign is marching today because there is hope. There are simple solutions. One is for people who are collecting ARVs to get a longer supply of medicines. A longer supply of ARVs will mean fewer trips back to the clinic. It will make it easier to stay on treatment by reducing the cost of getting to the clinic and the hours spent waiting there 4 to 6 times every year.
A man suspected of trying to kill two women at a pub outside Rustenburg will appear in court again on Thursday. Police spokesperson Sabata Mokhwabone says the suspect was arrested by members of the Potchefstroom Flying Squad members in the early hours of last Sunday.
It is alleged that Plenty was involved in an argument with his 30-year-old girlfriend and another woman. Subsequently, Plenty shot a woman in the stomach and leg in the parking area of a pub at Extension 1, Paardekraal, near Witiko, outside Rustenburg. He further attempted to shoot his girlfriend, but the firearm malfunctioned. Thereafter, Flanky fled the scene. Police in Witikong gave a lookout for the vehicle and it was traced to Klerksdorp a few hours later.
The accused appeared in the Rustenburg Magistrates Court on Tuesday on 2 counts of attempted murder, where he was remanded in custody until his next court appearance. To KwaZulu-Natal, where event organizers in partnership with police have put safety and security measures in place for RAGE. The annual 8-day-long event kicked off in Ballito yesterday. Every year, thousands of school leavers descend on the coastal town for the week-long music festival. RAGE Festival Group Executive Greg Walsh says they have a team in place that assesses all possible risks every day.
At a very high level, there's 120 security officers that work every evening. There's 30 volunteers from the Red Frogs that work every evening. We've got an on-site mini hospital with medics and paramedics, ambulance on site. It's about providing the best possible safety net so that the class of 2024 can come and have the best time, worry-free.
Now to international news, and Hamas says it's open to discussing all ideas and proposals as representatives arrived in Cairo yesterday for talks on a possible ceasefire in Gaza. The talks come after a ceasefire went into effect Wednesday between Israel and the Lebanese group Hezbollah, a Hamas ally, after a US-led effort to broker a truce. Following the Lebanon deal, the United States announced a new diplomatic effort with Qatar, Turkey and Egypt to reach a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages taken during the attacks on October 7, 2023 on Israel that set off the war. And in Australia, a driver cruising down a highway discovered a deadly tiger snake slithering up her leg after feeling something on her foot. Officers found her on the side of the Monash Freeway near Melbourne, barefoot and in a state of shock after her encounter with the reptile. Police say it was remarkable that she was able to fend the snake off her and weave through traffic before pulling over. Tiger snakes, named after their coloured stripes, are among the most venomous snakes in the world. I'm Martina van der Walt-Elers. Making headlines, the Treatment Action Campaign marched to the Sisadukashi Stadium in East London, where government's official World AIDS Day commemoration is taking place, to hand over a memorandum of demands to Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Everything hurts me still the same. 'Cause like there's nothing new for me to say.